Thanks, Chuck. I'd like to begin with Dabu in terms of what your take is in terms of lapatinib and sort of where that's going to be heading, both clinically as well as in trials.
Well, I think this is a very interesting story. When lapatinib was first studied in refractory patients, the response rates were quite low, even if you look at HER2 patients. But there was some concern as to whether we were testing this drug appropriately. Might it be cytostatic? And we've seen at ASCO other presentations, randomized discontinuation of potentially active agents, but that just don't have response rates. They prolong time to disease progression. So I think it was very interesting that this study showed almost a doubling of the time to disease progression without a concomitant increase in the response rate that was significantly different. So I think this is going to be a very important drug in this population of patients, but I think one can extend this even further and ask the question as to whether it will delay time to disease progression in HER2 patients with upfront therapy and then, of course, with adjuvant therapy, and all of these questions are planned.
Cliff?
I just would ask, Chuck, if you want to expand for the group, because not everybody probably saw the subtlety of the presentation that you made at ASCO.